Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, our guest. I'm so excited about our guest for this half hour. Taylor Nicole, aka Goth Wisconsinite, is a Wisconsin-based content creator looking to teach you all about America's scary land. Welcome to the show, Taylor.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. This is like the best way to spend Halloween.
I know.
This is awesome.
I was guessing because as I kicked off the show, I was like, I wonder who among our guests today are going to be also in costume. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if anyone is, it's probably going to be Taylor. And
yeah.
You are.
Oh yeah, I had to be. I was talking about this earlier. We had a little fiasco. I had this whole idea to be a Rhinelander Hodag and make it like cute and fun. And the makeup turned out so bad that I was like, we're gonna scrap this, and I went with a safe little scarecrow, but I'm stoked on it regardless.
So what was the attempt of the Hodag makeup? So this morning, were you in full green?
Yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. I bought a really ugly like green Halloween dress, right? It was like a little pixie dress, but then I had like green leggings underneath and like a green long sleeve, and then I used face paint, but it was zombie face paint because I liked the more rustic green. But I think because of that, it was like, it wasn't one flat color. Uh-huh. It was a bunch of like patchy colors just to make my skin look unhealthy. And it was just it was a mess. It was,
this is not giving the vibe that I needed to.
No, it would have been frightening in a way that wasn't intentional. It was not the move.
Well, you look adorable. You look both scary and adorable, which is exactly probably the goal off it on Halloween. And so, all right. So we first... I mean, I feel like I've been following you on TikTok since I got on TikTok. Like, since when did you start making your spooky videos?
That's an awesome question, and I should have been more well researched on my timeline. I think it was 2020 because I was unemployed from the pandemic. I was bartending at the time,
okay,
and I knew I was getting the job back, so it was more about killing time. And I had a couple videos about Quick Trip blow up. And yeah.
Oh, but not spooky stories.
No,
about
no.
Okay.
But then I was like, wow, people really like hearing about Wisconsin. Like, this seems to be really relatable for people. So how can I turn this into something I enjoy? And that's when the spooky stories started, because I love spooky Wisconsin stories. And there's so many of them.
So what are some of your favorite? Because I feel like you just... Most recently, you did one like the Summerwind Mansion by the UP.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is that story?
Okay, so that's... We're starting off strong with that one. I would say that that's probably one of, if not the most like frightening paranormal Wisconsin stories. It's a lot of different like larger productions have covered it before, including a show from TLC called A Haunting. But it is this big mansion up on the border of Wisconsin and the UP that has this super extensive history of people purchasing it, experiencing all these ghost stories. What's fascinating about that story in particular is that one night one of the owners saw a ghost, and the ghost the owner of the building shot at the ghost, and for the longest time you could still see all the bullet marks. Like, he thought it was that real, that it was an intruder that he was trying to like take out. Very scary. And then a lot of construction workers would report the dimensions of the room changing, different rooms around the building changing like every day. So it was like a real life monster house. Yeah, it was very scary. They also found at one point when they were doing construction, this family had been living there at the time, renovating the place, and they found a crawl space. And the father sent his daughter into this crawl space, and she came face to face with a body. Yeah, but there's no, like, I've had the hardest time finding out what they did after that point.
Like what they did with the body? Like,
yeah.
We're just gonna leave this here.
Well, because people on TikTok had commented and been like, what did they do with the body? Like, did they ever find out who it was? And I couldn't find any information on that.
What year would that have happened? Or was supposedly happened?
I think that would have been around the 70s or 80s, but I might be off.
So
on that
recent
one.
Enough that you should have been able to call the cops and be like, we have a dead body in our crawl space. Please come retrieve this.
Like, phones were definitely around. Yeah. Very, very weird. A lot of major horror movies have even taken like inspiration from stories from this house. So Yeah.
Wow.
It's a
spooky
one.
Can you tour it?
No. Okay. So it was struck by lightning and burnt down.
Of course it was. Of course.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. So even then, it is like private property, and it sounds like they've had to crack down on people intruding because there was also supposedly a treasure hidden in the walls of the house. So people still think the treasure might be on this property. It's like a really extensive story with a lot of different avenues. But yeah, you should not visit.
Not visit. Where should you visit? What are some of your favorite haunted spots across Wisconsin?
Ones you can visit. I mean, I can't talk enough about Whitewater, Wisconsin. Just
yeah, so
the
this,
entirety.
Like, so the I saw your video. So basically Whitewater, I did not know this, but Whitewater is considered basically like the Midwest's Salem.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay, yeah. So say more about that.
Okay, so Whitewater is considered second Salem, and it also has just a super extensive history all around the town of occult activity. The country's first school of spiritualism actually was created in Whitewater. It was the Morris Pratt Institute of Spiritualism, and that actually still exists today. Right inside of Wauwatosa. So it's still a school where you can study spiritualism and learn about your like psychic abilities and stuff,
Is
really interesting. But that started in Whitewater. They would regularly hold seances there. Like I said, get in tune with your psychic ability. And then it's said that there were a bunch of different witches studying around the town. There's the story of a lake monster there. There's also a haunted book on the UW-Whitewater campus that if you touch, you supposedly like die.
What?
Or like really bad things happen to you. That one's like the most debunked story.
Okay,
That book is an old Catholic hymnal that's locked away in the library. But the librarians regularly have like touched it and looked at it and they're fine. So there's a lot of stories with Whitewater. It's easy to babble about because like I said, there's so many different avenues, but.
Okay. So since we both live in Milwaukee, what are some of the Milwaukee spots that you feel like live up to their haunted, like for Pfister?
Yeah. I was going to say it's gotta be the Pfister. I love talking about the Pfister primarily because like there's celebrity tie-ins with it. Like Meg Thee Stallion made a video about the Pfister, I think like last year or something.
When she was here for Summerfest.
Yeah, it was
really funny. It was funny, like because she was she actually looked terrified. They were like the whole premise of they're going ghost hunting, right? So they were actually seeking it out. So who is the ghost supposed to be? Is it just one?
There's a couple. Okay. So Charles and Guido Pfister, which was a father son duo that created the building. They are supposedly there. I think there's spirits supposedly of like workers from the past that unfortunately had like passed away there. And I feel like every ghost story, no matter where you are, has like. A tale of a woman in white walking around the building. So I'm sure they have one of those stories as well. But Charles and Guido are the main two.
Charles. So. That's like hilarious. We're like, all right, so one's going to be named, we're going to name our first kid Charles. The next one we're going to name Guido.
Right? Guido is such a fun name. I love it. Also to be haunted by a ghost named Guido is like, I feel like that adds a little level of comedy that maybe makes it less scary.
Yeah, but. Maybe. So have you... As someone who is, I mean, you were just in Milwaukee's paranormal activity conference.
Yeah.
So have you felt the presence of ghosts in your, since this is obviously a habit, like a hobby slash like interest for you, have you felt ghosts?
Yeah. Okay. So this is my personal ghost story. So I grew up in a house that was built by like my great-great-grandparents. So I grew up in this very, very old farmhouse in rural Wisconsin. And of course, with a lot of farmhouses, there was a lot of tragedy that happened on the property.
Okay.
My grandfather, his brother and sister died very, very young. They were, I believe, 9 years old and 11 years old when they had passed away. And they did pass away in that house that I grew up in. And at the time, once again, rural Wisconsin, late 1800s, like you would just host funerals in the house. So the house had hosted multiple funerals. There were all these different tragedies that just come with farming.
Mm-hmm.
And the stairs in that house always really scared me. It was a two-story house. The stairs always really freaked me out. So as a kid, I would like sprint up and down them because I could always feel something behind me. And I just did not like the vibe. And then there was one day in particular that I was sprinting down the stairs like extra fast because I could hear someone behind me. I could feel someone behind me. And I was like in fifth grade at the time.
Okay.
And I had this gut instinct to stop on the last step. And I look over my shoulder and I see the face of this girl smiling at me. And like, yeah, I'm getting chills like talking about it, even though I've told this story so many times. But like, I ran away. I was like, that was odd. I so specifically remember like I was on my way to basketball practice. So I was like, I'll just forget about it there. But then unfortunately, that grandfather of mine had passed away about a month or two later. And we were cleaning out his belongings. He lived in a house right next door. So okay. There are two houses on the property. And so we would go over and clean out his belongings and stuff. We got to see a lot of really old pictures because he passed away. He was born in 1917. That's crazy.
Whoa, okay.
To me.
Okay.
Very, very old man in the most respectful way. Love you, Grandpa. But we were cleaning out all these old pictures and I pull out one of two boys and a little girl. And I look at my aunt and I go, who's this little girl? And she goes, that's your grandpa's sister who died when she was a child. And it was the girl mm-hmm. that I saw in the house. So then that was the story I always told about my ghost experience. But very recently, I got an update. My cousin at a wedding she follows me on TikTok. She okay. follows all my endeavors. And she looked at me and she goes, I heard you experience some stuff in this house. And her family also grew up in this house at one point.
Okay.
And she was telling me that when she was a kid, under the staircase was our toy closet. It worked as a toy closet for both families.
Okay.
She said one night she woke up in the middle of the night and walked out and saw a little girl in the toy closet. And the little girl asked her to come play. And she was so scared that she slept in the barn on the property that night in like the middle of October. And she told me that, and I got even more pale than I already am, sick to my stomach. I was like, that's too much.
Because that's the thing that I have never had an encounter with a ghost, mm-hmm. but there's too many people who have
yeah.
for me not to believe that there's something there.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's just too many similarities of like what people and the people who have had encounters with ghosts, like the description and how similar they are to people in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely believe in ghosts, but I do also, one of the funniest things I've ever seen was like, you have to believe that ghosts, even if ghosts are real, that they can't hurt you, because you have to imagine the amount of people who would have come back and avenged their death.
Oh yeah.
if they could actually hurt you, would mm-hmm. be a lot.
Yeah. No, that checks out. I feel like I would be, if I become a ghost one day, like if that's what happens to us at the end, I would be causing so many shenanigans.
Would you be a friendly ghost, you think? Or it depends how you go out.
I think I'd be a little stinker. Just causing chaos wherever I could, I think. I wouldn't be like a mean one. Even for people I might not have like a strong taste for, like I think I'd leave them alone. I think I'd just show up around family and just be like, knock something off the wall once in a while, maybe.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so funny.
Keep them on their toes.
All right, well, when we come back, I want to hear more about the conference because mm-hmm. and what happens at a paranormal activity conference yeah. that you were at. And I think you hosted an after party afterwards.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to hear about that and any other spooky stories. And then also just, you know, turning, because I feel like similarly, even though we have very different focuses, mm-hmm. As another person who started TikTok around the same time, as far as what you've been able to do for like career wise with that as well.
Yeah.
So our guest for this half hour is Taylor Nicole, AKA Goth Wisconsinite. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.